Hey everybody, this is Brandon from Review After Watching. So if you've been paying attention to our podcast feed, which if you're listening to this, I'm assuming that you have been, you've obviously noticed we haven't uploaded anything since our March 2nd review of Jumanji 2. Now there's a lot of reasons for that, some of which we covered in our PSA 2.0, but the most pressing one is one I'm sure we're all very familiar with, is the COVID-19 pandemic that is sweeping the nation and the entire world. Now, if you didn't know, Review After Watching is recorded in Los Angeles. And so because of the COVID-19 outbreak, we are one of the hardest hit. And it has been mandated by our mayor and our governor to do a stay at home. Best thing to do is isolate ourselves at home and don't go out unless for absolute essential purposes. We were actually one of the first states to do something like that. So because of this, the movie theaters shut down. You know, at first, before this mandate came down, they were doing, you know, half capacity. You know, let's say, for example, instead of having 100 seats, they would only sell 50, trying to get people to sit one seat away from each other or something like that. And it was a pretty good idea, you know, trying to stave off the inevitable, but nobody came to the theater. Wasn't anybody going to go. So that only lasted maybe a week before the stay at home or whatever they call it, the little mandate came down, and we were supposed to just non-essential businesses all shut down. And a movie theater is most definitely non-essential. So they all closed. And because of that, a whole bunch of movie releases got pushed back. Even before the theaters closed, they got pushed back. Black Widow was one of the big ones. James Bond was pushed back way before that, before it became a huge outbreak and the federal government even got involved. So, being a movie review podcast, that limits our options. We can do all the things that are on Netflix, but man, to be honest with you, Netflix is kind of a junk pile. Right? You might find something good, you might not, and I don't want to go through there digging for a million things that people may not have even heard of before. But there's a light at the end of this tunnel. See, what the studios learned and what they figured out is like, you know what, man, we spent a lot of money. We spent a lot of money making these films, and we need to be able to try to recoup that in some way, shape, or form. And so what they're doing now is they have begun to release their films digitally. Now, this applies for some of the movies, such as Onward, which came out prior to the outbreak, really kind of taking off and theaters being shut down. So they had a bit of a run in the movie theater, so they made some money. So those movies that already came out are getting digital releases early. You know, normally movies would come out and then you'd see a DVD or a digital release, you know, 6 months down the line or something like that. But now they're just bumping that up considerably and have released a lot of those now. For example, Onward can be purchased immediately. And if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, starting at the beginning of April, I believe April 3rd, you should be able to get access to it from there. But there's a couple of movies that are following that same suit and a couple of movies that people didn't really hear of that just straight up came out. Just didn't even try to do the theater run. And so now that we have access to that and we're all sitting at home, just kind of doing our thing, can't really go out, it seemed like the perfect opportunity for us to start ramping up some more reviews. So you're going to be hearing us talk about a number of these films, a lot of them to come out that you guys may have already seen, some of them that we may have missed and that we didn't get a chance to review, and others that are going to be coming out brand new. So starting next week, I'm going to try and to have an episode up every day, every other day. I'm going to try to get some going so that you guys have something to listen to. You know, you're at home, you're stuck, you can get bored and there's not a lot going on. And you can only look at a screen for so long. Eventually the TV shows start to grate on your nerves and you got to do something else. So being able to close your eyes, listen to a podcast or an audiobook is a great escape. And so we want to be able to provide that to you guys as often as we can. So with that in mind, I just wanted to make sure that that was clear to everyone. So starting next week, which I believe will be the beginning of April, maybe around April 1st, we will be releasing new reviews for you guys to sink your teeth into and enjoy during the COVID-19 outbreak. As always, I hope everybody out there is being safe. We wish you all the best. I know if you're out here in LA or in New York, we understand how crazy it can get and how hectic and frightening it can even be. But we are right here with you. We are going through the same thing just like you are. So let's all kind of just kind of band together and try and get through this as best we can. So beginning April 1st, you will be hearing some brand new reviews here on Review After Watching. So look forward to that. But until then, feel free to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't heard it before. We can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and all other podcast services. And by now, many of you know the spiel, and I'm not going to get into it. But keep listening to this feed, and we will have something up for you in the next week. Thank you, guys.